Well, you reckon I'm excited? It's a bit like being Christmas for me. I mean, I get to work at a racetrack. Pretty hard to take, really. But the man who's not as relaxed as me is Paul Rossiter. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Broome Turf Club on a pretty big day. It's Ladies' Day, and then it's the 4X Gold Cup on Broome Cup on Saturday. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good afternoon, Millsy and listeners.
Good to see you. Tell us about this marvellous club. This carnival has developed into a really big event now, not only in WA, but around Australia. People know about the Broome Carnival.
Yeah, look, it's been really well embraced. Last year was a sellout. We had to close the gates at 8,000 people. We don't have the facilities to cater for any more than 8,000 people, so we would rather do it properly and close the gates. And it was a really good event.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of people that want to get here because they've heard how good it is, and the setting at Grantham Point is unbelievable.
It's pretty spectacular.
So it's got water on both sides, effectively. You're right at the tip of the point.
Exactly, yeah. It's just prime real estate. And that's what makes the Broome Turf Club unique is the location. We've kept it simple. We want to keep it country. We don't want to make it provincial or city, just to have that ambience of country racing.
Yeah, and when you actually watch it on the TV and you see the blue water down the back straight, that's pretty enticing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I look at the races down south at the moment and it's just waterlogged and I think, wow, how lucky am I to be in Broome.
Now, you did a lot of time in Bunbury. That's
I did.
Doing an exciting redevelopment of their own and hopefully they'll be up and running later in the year. But 11 years down there, but you've been up here for nearly seven.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I put a lot of work into the redevelopment master plan originally, but it was time to move on, and yeah, I've been happy with the change.
Yeah, have you heard any word from Bunbury?
Yeah, I speak to the guys down there quite often, and they're really excited and they're pumped. And you know what? It's great for racing in general.
Yeah, indeed. Now this race club, I didn't know, but the original track was where the airport is now.
Correct.
Which is a very unique place because as you're walking through Chinatown, it's almost like you could reach up and grab a jet out of the sky.
When I first landed here, I thought, wow. Is this real? Like, seriously? There's a shopping centre right there, and it is unique. But you know what? Thank goodness they did make the change, because the airport in the centre of town is great, and us being out here, we're just so fortunate.
75 years of continuous racing on the circuit.
Yes, it's been amazing.
The other thing that's striking is the fact that it's an oil-based track. Just describe to people that have never seen the circuit here, what's it made out of and why is it so different?
Yeah, okay, so we bring a lot of the soil down from the Fitzroy River, and then we don't really need to use that much oil because we've got the track to such a good, consistent racing surface that our oil use is really limited. When I first got here, we were putting on... There was a lot going on, but we've got good track manager and,
The facilities itself are amazing. I haven't been here for a couple of years, but every time you come, you do a little bit extra. And I know that you don't want to become a city club, but it's a very picturesque type setting.
It is,
The lawns and everything else.
That's what we want to maintain. You know, we just want people to come here, relax, have a good day out, just have a good time at a party.
You obviously need trainers and horses, etc. You've got a good facility here for people to do that.
Yeah.
If people are listening and thinking, I might bring a team up next year, is there always room for more?
Oh, absolutely. And look, this club is, we've just invested in a master plan for the next 25 years. And one of our first projects will be redeveloping the trainers' quarters because at the moment they are antiquated. But going forward and with some help from grants and everything else, we hope to make them really good facilities for horses and people.
Now, do you tip?
I do.
Have you got a winner for the listeners today?
Look, I'm a bit partial to Desert Thorn, you know, being a Bunbury horse, and Jimmy Enright, I've known him for many years, and Desert Thorn has sort of got a cult hero following up here.
So this is in the big race today, the sprint. Horse
at
number
odds.
Three, race number six. That's a good prize.
Yeah, at odds, I reckon it'll go okay.
Right, I'll tell you what, if that gets out, you'll be back every day as our guest tips. thanks for having us. Good luck today. I'm sure it'll be a really successful day and the crowd pouring in and it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Take care.
Cheers.
Well done, Paul Rossiter, who's the hardworking CEO here at the Broome Turf Club. That horse, Desert Thorn, currently paying $21 on the WOTAB. So if you'd like to follow tips, that's not a bad tip at all. Well, as I said at the start of the program, we lost one of ours that we loved, Olivia Newton-John. I had the great pleasure of interviewing her back in 2017. When we return from the break, we'll have a listen to that. Here from the Broome Turf Club, it's 12:15.